Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The property website daft.ie has released a new report today, and it shows that rents for homes right across the country rose by a further 1.7% between July and September this year. It also shows that rents in Dublin in particular have increased, having shown some stability over the past 18 months. Well, I'm joined now by John Mark McCafferty, who is CEO of Threshold. And John Mark, thank you for being with us this morning. So this report tells us that rents in Dublin have accelerated over the last few months. And as I said, we had seen some stability in Dublin over the last while. What's your own reaction to what's in the new figures?
Thanks, Claire. So, I mean, while asking rents do continue to increase on the DAF platform, as you see, the year-on-year growth is not necessarily as staggering as was reported in the third quarter last year, when the double-digit increases were arguably more widespread throughout the country. But I think what's important to note is that there's a reported year-on-year increase in advertised rents in Limerick City of over 19% and almost 14% in County Longford. So they are big increases in the asking rents of those areas. I guess the challenge is that the DAF figures, they're a smaller pot of numbers than they were, say, 5 or 7 years ago, because people are not necessarily advertising on DAFT to the same extent. We believe there's more of a kind of a word of mouth. Social media has been used a lot more. Plus, I guess there's a question of availability of rentals, and I think that's the point that Ronan Lyons and DAFT indeed did make about a reduction in, say, new lets coming onto the market, which might be fueling some of this.
So there's very little available, and what is available is becoming increasingly expensive. And just on that point, I know you mentioned Limerick and Longford there, but there was a perception that maybe rents had topped out in Dublin, and this shows that they haven't, because they went up once again between that period of July to September.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, there is construction, and I think one really welcome initiative over the last couple of years is the introduction of cost rental through the larger approved housing bodies, through the housing associations. And obviously that's something that we want to see ramped up and continue to be invested in, because there you have something which is in the gift of government in relation to investing in, you know, private rented housing, but which is more affordable than the market. But obviously, this is around, you know, a huge level of demand, a growing population, and supply, which is really struggling and isn't keeping pace with that demand. And that it manifests itself in different ways across the country. But yeah, those increases in Dublin are something to watch out for. And I think it really points to the importance of the private rented sector and investing in the private rented sector and policies around the private rented sector to try to ensure that, alongside the rent pressure zones, which are they're an important measure to moderate rent increases, you know, questions around, you know, investment in the likes of cost rental, that's a really, really important lever, we believe, in terms of providing more, a greater number of units and more affordable rented housing.
Okay, well, and we do have an election campaign underway at the moment. It'll be up to the next government, of course, to try and resolve this, and parties and individuals across the board are sharing their plans and their ideas at the moment. But I suppose if we look behind these numbers, we have tenants who are increasingly under pressure, and most likely, I would imagine, and I'd hope you can tell us this from the Threshold experience, concerned about their tenancies or about finding somewhere to live.
Yeah, so we have provided advice. Threshold provides advice and tenancy protection for tenants in the private rented sector. By far, the main issue that people come to us with is around either they're worried that their landlord might end their tenancy, or the reality that their landlord is ending their tenancy through a notice of termination. And in those cases, by far the main reason for that is that the landlord is claiming to sell. And we have seen, we've assisted and advised to the best of our ability, people who are in that situation, families who are in that situation. And when that happens now, given the lack of supply, if, you know, when we were advising and trying to protect tenancies, say, 7 years ago, and even if a family lost that tenancy, lost that home, they had greater options because there was greater availability in the private rented sector generally, homes, apartments. Because of that, you know, a really out of kilter situation between supply and demand now, if someone loses their home because their tenancy is ending, they have fewer options at their disposal, and that is a real, that's a real worry. One of the things government has done in relation to this issue has been the tenant in situ scheme, and that again is welcome, but it is not the panacea for all tenancy termination scenarios. Often people can't avail of that because ultimately it's up to the landlord whether they'll, you know, work with the local authority or an approved housing body to sell it onto them,
right,
and to keep that family or that individual in their home.
And if they do, as you say, the tenancy can continue. Now people, yeah, John Mark, who are going into new tenancies, is it fair to say they have the odds stacked against them because the rent increases are much lower for people who have an existing lease? But if you're going in as a new tenant, you have this barrier in place because the rent is going to be higher, isn't it?
It's very challenging for people who are searching for a new lease in the private rented sector. Again, what compounds the situation for people who are going to lose their tenancy is that when they go back out to the market, they're often looking at asking prices well above the kind of rents that they were used to paying. And indeed, the big challenges for people who are trying to enter into the private rented sector for the first time. And, you know, we hear these stories of, you know, multiple generations, adults, grown adults living with parents a lot longer than they'd like because of the lack of availability of housing and the affordability issue there. And that is affecting people across the country, not just in urban areas, but it's probably much more marked in urban areas.
John, thank you very much for joining us. John Mark McCafferty there from Threshold. Now, on the way next, the signs and symptoms of COPD and how to live well with the condition. We're going to have expert advice. So if you have any questions, there is still time to get them into us. WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32 or text the programme 51551.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.